This is AP News Minute. President Barack Obama says he's seen positive signs from both Cuba and Venezuela in his four-day trip to Central America, but says the test is in deeds, not words. Obama said the signals provided opportunity for frank dialogue on issues including democracy and human rights. President Obama says he's gravely concerned about the safety and well-being of U.S. journalist Roxana Sabiri, who's jailed in Iran. The president says he's confident she is not involved in espionage. Iran's president says Sabiri should be allowed to offer a full defense at her appeal. Police in Texas say they plan to charge the driver of a vehicle that plunged into a rain-swollen ditch, killing five children. Police say they plan to formally charge 32-year-old Chanton Jenkins with three counts of intoxication manslaughter. Jenkins and two others escaped from the vehicle. A top archaeologist in Egypt says he may have found the lost tomb of Mark Antony and Cleopatra. He says the proof includes 22 coins bearing Cleopatra's face and name. He says the presence of 10 mummies could mean someone important is buried nearby. Matt Friedman, The Associated Press.